And let's see, do you have a name for it? Just a worthless old dog who hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work.
Dog?
Uh-huh.
No. We just call him a sorry dog. This place is full of them. I don't know if people bring them out, just dogs and cats, and sort of off on the side and throw them out.
Oh. I saw a dog down the road that had about 6 little puppies.
Yes, ma'am. They can get old stuff in here with dogs. We'll tear them off and do something with them. I don't know why.
Yeah. Let's see. What name do you have for the gentle sound that a horse makes when you go to feed him? Sometimes he goes,
hmm. He's winking, whilling, braying.
Oh,
hmm. That's when he's braying for something to eat.
Okay. Is the bray the soft sound, or is it a louder sound? Is a bray the same as a whinker?
Yes, ma'am, same thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like that, that children like to play with?
Pulling bone.
Do you know what the story is behind that? Is it supposed to bring good luck or something?
Well, what he used to tell me, is pull that pulling bone, whoever get the biggest piece, he put it up over the door, and that his wife or his husband would be the first one to come out.
Ah.
And that's what they used to teach me. The old folks were doing that, but then they like me, those 8, that didn't know no better.
Yeah, I think that people have different stories all over the country for that.
Yes.
When I grew up, it was that whoever got the biggest end just got to make a wish, and that wish would come true. what do you call a second growth of hay or clover if you've cut the first one and then it just grows back by itself?
I would call that second growth.
Okay.
Down here.
Okay. What do you call bread made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
What are some other things you can make out of cornmeal?
And then?
What are some other things besides cornbread that you can make out of cornmeal?
Oh, you can make chicken dressing. Things like that.
Do you ever cook it with greens?
Yes.
What do you call it then?
Chicken dumpling. Uh-huh. I mean, dumpling on greens.
What about if you fry it with fish?
Corn dodges.
Oh, that sounds good. Do you know how to make any of these things?
Yes, ma'am. When I could see, I could sort of do some of it, but I can't see good enough now to screw it up.
Do you just mix it with water, or do you add eggs, or?
Well, you can, but most folks, and all of us old folks are raised way back down, we just like nothing but water in it.
Oh, no salt either.
But most of them put the eggs, and so they cook the egg, but at times it cooks me something different, because I don't like that with eggs and salt, some of them milk, butter, they like it like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about hush puppies? Do you ever have those?
Yes, ma'am.
How are they made, you know? Are they different from corn dodgers?
No, they're made the same thing, you just shape them different.
Oh, are hush puppies round?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
That's ash cakes. You used to call them ash cakes.
Huh. Did your mother used to make those?
Yes, ma'am. My grandmother did. I used to see her make them.
How did she do it?
Anyway, she has an oven. She clean out the oven, then she has it hot down there. And she puts that down there, and then keep it up with ashes.
She didn't wrap it up in anything?
No, ma'am. Keep it up with ashes. When it get done, she take it up and clean it.
Huh. Was it good?
Yes, ma'am. It was good.
Well, that'd be fun to try.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.